So now we will hear from Leo Rutherford, Social Dimensions of Health Program. What will happen to my sex life, trans men and bottom surgery?
Most people will have some type of surgery at some point during their lives. It can be a scary experience, but doctors and surgeons can generally tell us what to expect, what the risks are, and answer our questions. Now imagine here you are, dressed, prepped, and ready, about to have surgery on your genitals. You'd want to go in knowing things like, how is this going to affect my future sexual health and my sexual experiences? Now, I know not everyone is comfortable talking about sex, but let's say you asked your surgeon about this anyway. Well, what if they couldn't give you clear answers? This is the experience of many transgender men who need to have surgery on their genitals, often referred to as bottom surgery. Trans men are people who identify as men but were assigned female at birth. For some, having genitals that match their identity is essential. Go figure, for some guys, having a penis is important. So there's two types of procedures, metoidioplasty and phalloplasty. Both create a penis, but in different ways with different results. Surgeons don't have a good sense of how these procedures impact sex because literature contains information about only some post-surgical outcomes, namely the ability to have an orgasm and the amount of sensation in the penis. While both outcomes are quite good, there's more to one's sex life than the functionality of their genitals. What about how satisfied people are with their orgasms or sex life? Can they enjoy masturbation or experiences with their partner? Has their sexual health improved or been made worse? Academic texts can't answer these questions. And since doctors don't know, it's up to patients, and people turn to the internet. They'll use Facebook groups, Reddit, Tumblr, YouTube. If you can't tell from that picture, it's really overwhelming. And it puts a lot of responsibility on the patient to find answers, which may not encompass all post-surgical outcomes. My dissertation, then, plans to address this question of how these procedures impact sex. I'll be using a method called community-based participatory research, which is to say that members of my community will be my co-researchers. This group of people will drive the decision-making process at each step of the way. Together, we will design, create, distribute, and analyze the results of a survey about sex after surgery. Collaborating in this way will bring the voices of trans people into academic discourse and formalize a wealth of knowledge that currently only exists scattered across the internet. The data gleaned from this project will not only help trans men be better prepared before they wake up from surgery, but also give surgeons the most accurate information possible to answer that pressing question of what will happen to my sex life?